Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Is that how you feel? The depressing slide of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and even the biggest, savviest investors taking major hits. And if you watch the financial channels, you can hear it from time to time, especially last fall, big billionaires coming in and calling a bottom to the market. And then as it continued to slide, losing billions. There's Sheikh Al-Waleed and all his holdings in Citibank. There's Warren Buffett, who suggested we all buy stock several months ago. And if we had, how mad would we be at Warren Buffett? But listen to this. Barack Obama yesterday, possibly was he calling a bottom in the stock market?
Profit and earning ratios are starting to get to the point where buying stocks is a potentially good deal if you've got a long-term perspective on it.
The keywords there, potentially and long-term perspective. I think it's unfair to say Barack Obama was calling a bottom, but many have tried. Few have mastered it. Ben Stieverman is a reporter with BusinessWeek.com. He joins us from Chicago. This calling a bottom business is as mysterious as it is, quite frankly, stupid, right?
Right. It's something that has burned investors over and over and over again.
And give us some examples in this current period where, you know, the bottoms have come and gone on the way from whatever it is, 13,000 on the Dow down to below 7,000.
Well, traders and stock investors love to look for levels where the stock market might stop its slide. And they try to make these predictions based on past history or based on earnings, which was something that Barack Obama was talking about yesterday. So there was some thought that we would hold at the lows of the last recession, which was 2002-2003. We didn't. And then we fell to, in November, we fell to a very low level, and I think we all remember where the stock market was then, and that was really scary. And then we had a big rally when Barack Obama started to take office and he announced a new Treasury Secretary, and there was hope that some of these problems would get sorted out. And then right in February, the floor fell out again, and here we are back to the lowest level, new lows, just yesterday. So investors got burned again over that kind of Christmas period, the last few months.
Well, Ben, take a listen to this. This is a very famous statement by a very famous guy who I guess he wasn't trying to call a bottom exactly, but what was he trying to call here?
How do we know when irrational exuberance has unduly escalated asset values?
Was he calling a top there in the market in 1996? I should point out that the averages are all below where Alan Greenspan, the Fed chairman at that time, said we were reaching a top in the market.
You know, and calling a top is just as hard as calling a bottom. When he made that statement, the stock still had a few more years to run up before the tech boom. So if you'd taken his advice at that point, you would have lost out on a lot of money. You know, we have better examples in the last 30 years of people incorrectly calling a top, though. And people, you know, plenty of people were saying buy tech stock, buy technology stocks in the early 2000s, right before the boom busted. But the fact is, in the last 30 years, the bottoms in the stock market have been relatively temporary, and we've had an ability to kind of bounce off those bottoms pretty easily. And usually if you jumped in at those moments, you made a lot of money. But unfortunately, this seems to be a different kind of stock market, and the parallels here are more with the 1930s, where you had the stocks would hit a bottom, and the stocks fell 86% from 1929 to 1932. The stocks would hit a bottom, and then they'd rally, and then they'd fall again, and then they'd rally, and then they'd fall again, and really nobody made any money in the stock market in the entire decade of the 1930s.
Ben, this is Farai. One thing that strikes me is that we mere mortals have to make decisions about our money, whether it's moving money within, you know, retirement accounts or liquidating things. Or, I mean, What kind of a psychological impact do you think it has on people when you see this happening? You don't really completely understand what's going on, and you have some urgency to make some financial decisions.
Well, I think the key for people who aren't in the game, and even people who are in the game, really don't understand what's going on. And I think that's an important thing for people to realize, is that nobody has this figured out. But I think when people talk about focusing on the long term and not focusing on the day by day or month by month movements of the stock market, they really have it right. If you buy stocks now, you're not buying them at the bottom, but you're buying them at a fairly low level. And if you're investing for the long term, and by long term, I think I mean 10 years at least, if you're buying for the long term, stocks are probably a pretty good buy at this point. I think that,
assuming the companies stay in business, though, Ben, that's exactly the issue. Let me just, before we go, ask you, the assumption in that is that we're going to come down to some bottom and smoothly go back up again, that there's a business cycle at work here. But what if it's not a cycle? What if there is some sort of discontinuity here, and you can't just put this on a chart of cycles of the past?
Well, I think that when you talk about the Saudi princes and the oil billionaires from the Gulf who've invested all this money in, for example, Citigroup, you're talking about people who bought into a company that they thought was the premier bank in the world, and it turns out, well, it's not, and it might not even survive, or it might not survive in the same form. When you're investing in the entire U.S. stock market, you're investing in the entire U.S. economy, and you just hope. You just hope that the U.S. economy is going to continue.
You know, Ben, thanks for saying that. You want to say that again? Just say it one more time. Just say that again.
When you invest in a broad array of stocks, right, you're investing in the entire U.S. economy.
And we want to say it together. We want to hope that the U.S. economy is
going to
stay.
Going to continue.
It's going to survive. Yeah.
Right,
something
survive.
Like that.
All right, Ben Steverman, that's fabulous. Reporter with BusinessWeek.com talking about the bottom and how difficult it is to find it or calculate it. Ben Steverman, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks.